so glad you decided to worship with us here at Crystal River Church of God Online, where we want you to find focus for living. You can also connect with us through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel for video messages. Now, an inspiring message from our lead pastor, Ronnie Reed.
And so I want to start a new series today. I'm calling it Detox. Detox. You may go, well, Pastor, we've already been detoxing. Well, we've detoxed some of our body. But how many knows that more than your body needs detoxing? You know, if you were like me, when I first began the fast, I took about 3 days, and I had real bad headaches and real bad some issues. Why? Because of all the toxins in my body. Well, I want to talk about it's time to detox you. It's time to detox your soul. Detox for your soul, because I really want to, God knows my heart, and I really want to see you walk in the fullness of what God has for you. And some of us, you know, I know today, in today's society, a lot of us don't know a lot about cars. I surely don't, but I do remember years ago when the cars used to use a carburetor. Now it's fuel injection, but when the carburetors, and if you was getting a tune-up, it would sometimes, in order for the car to run correctly, you wouldn't need a complete overhaul. You would just need a little tuning on the carburetor. And I really feel like that some of you are right at that edge where you want to walk in the fullness of what God has for you, but what you need is just a little tune-up, just a little tweak, just a little in your carburetor so that you can run smoothly. Because how many knows, who was it? John was telling me today, drove to church with his, because he has a carburetor, and it was going, and that's how some of us walked. You know, that's how our Christian walk is. We're walking along to the, but you just, God wants you to walk smoothly in his presence, and he wants you to walk smoothly in everything that he has for you. And so what we need is just a little tune-up. Look at your neighbor and say, you need a little tune-up. But sometimes if we're not careful, we will allow behaviors. Oh, there it is. We will allow behaviors and feelings and issues that are toxic to get inside of us and to remain in our lives and keep us frustrated, tired, and always underachieving at best, or totally missing out and failing at worst. This is because of toxicity. So I believe that with all my heart that this series is critical to our walk with God. It is critical for this season of your life. God has started something. Don't quit before he's finished. Don't abort the process before it's done. Because God is about process. Amen? So I'm going to use one verse of scripture to get us jumped in here. And it's Psalms 51:10, one of my favorite scriptures. Probably because I quote it all the time for my own self. You know, I was telling the pastoral staff in our pastor's huddle this morning. We meet every Sunday morning before church and pray. And so I was telling them in our pastor's huddle, I had a lady sometimes come up to me and goes, Pastor, we were talking about people talking about stuff they don't know anything about. And this one lady came to me one day and she said, Pastor, I love that you preach on what you know the most about, sin. All right, well, thanks, but I do know a lot about it, because how many knows that I'm still there, you know, becoming. Come on, somebody. All right, so Psalms 51:10 says this: Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me. Could we just pray that for a moment? Would you lay hands on yourself at the last day of this fast? Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. One more time. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Amen. This familiar text was written by a guy who had made an absolute mess of his life because of toxic behavior. He wasn't just the king of Israel. He was the king of bad decisions. And this was a season in his life that he had made a bunch of bad decisions. And have you ever had a time in your life where you knew that the mess that you're in is because that you made it? I'm in a mess, and I know that I'm in a mess because I made the mess. I made the mess because of my decisions. You know, I've become very weary in this day and age in which we live that everybody wants to blame somebody else for the reason why they are the way they are. And I understand that. I understand that from a therapist position. I understand that from a psychological position, that these things happen, and we have to live through some of those things. But I've come by to tell you that if you really want to know the culprit in your life, look in the mirror, because you have made the decisions. People may have done things to you. You might not have been raised right. You might have been abused. You might have had all these other issues in your life. But I'm telling you that the Spirit of God, that the blood of Jesus is bigger than whatever's been done to you, and He can straighten you out if you will just let Him do it. Quit blaming everybody else and say, Lord, create a clean heart in me and renew a right spirit within me. I'm tired of walking around with toxic attitude and toxic behavior in my life. I just want to be who You've called me to be. So thank God David had the sense enough to see it and realize. Because remember David's story? Oh, we talk about the David and Goliath. Woo! We talk about David playing his harp. Woo! But we kind of leave out of the Sunday school material the rated MA for mature when he committed adultery and had the woman's husband killed, had a baby with this woman. That's some pretty toxic stuff. But in desperation, thank God, he calls out and he says, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. May I say to you that it's never too late, and it's always the right time to call out unto God and say to God, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. It doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter what denomination or no denomination you're in. It's still a good time to cry out to God and say, clean my heart and renew my right spirit. Because the first step in cleansing or cleaning up a mess is acknowledging that you have one. The first step in cleaning up a mess is to acknowledge that there is one. That's right, Pastor. I hope you preach, because I hope my wife's listening. I hope my husband's listening. I hope my kids are listening. I hope you're listening. Because you will never fix what you ignore or you pretend that it doesn't exist. You will never fix if you think, if you just sweep everything underneath the carpet, if you sweep everything where nobody else sees it, then it's okay. You know, if you come to my house, my wife is a very immaculate housekeeper. But don't go to my garage. That's why we make people come in the front of the house. All right, y'all go ahead and judge me. But my garage is a wreck, especially since I got all the Christmas stuff in there. Now, y'all can say what you want to. My wife puts up 7 Christmas trees. Which means I got to get them out of the attic and put them back up. And the older I get, the heavier they become. But we make sure that what people see is nice, right? There was a lady, I won't call her name. She's not here, but she hadn't been here in years. But she was my next door neighbor. But what she would do is if she had company coming, or even if you knocked on her door, she would throw things in a garbage bag, open up one of the bedroom doors and throw it in there and just shut it. And so what you saw looked good. But there was a problem, because she was out of town and asked me to go find something in her house. And I went to open one door and I couldn't open it. She was my next door neighbor. We were very close. And I couldn't open the door and I couldn't figure out why. So I cut the light on. And I'm not exaggerating. There were garbage bags, not of garbage, just of stuff. There were garbage bags this high as far as you could see it in the room. And you couldn't open the door. And that's the way some of us live our lives. All right, I'm coming to church. Good morning, Pastor. How are you? Oh, I'm too blessed to be stressed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, how's that thing that was coming? What thing? Oh, no, I don't even deal with that anymore because you don't see it. David saw his own mess. He understood that what his own behavior had cost him. He could see how toxic life had become. My question is, can you see some of the areas, attitudes, behaviors in your own life where there is toxicity that needs to be detoxed out of your life? And here's the thing, though. David saw what his life had become, and he knew this is a heart condition. I mean, come on. He could have went many different ways. He could have talked about how that his daddy did not even include him in the family. Excluded him out to the pasture on the backside. And when the prophet said, bring all your sons, didn't even call David. That's why I am the way that I am. He could have said, well, I was anointed king, but the king sought to kill me and seek my life, and so I had to run for my life, and that's the way that I am. And all of that is true, but I love what David said. Lord, create a clean heart in me. Forget about what everybody else has done. My God, I'm preaching to somebody who's going to get set free this morning. Forget about what everybody else has done to me, said about me, done to me. Lord, create in me a clean heart. Because I can't help what they do. I just got to be clean in front of you. He knew that it was a heart issue. Create in me a clean heart. David said, I need a new heart, not just another one, but a clean one. Remember, your heart represents your soul. So your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. And when you are saved, Jesus didn't save your body. That's why your body still wants to act out. Right? He didn't save your spirit. He saved your soul. Hallelujah. So when you are saved, he saved your heart. He saved your heart. This is what we surrender to God, and that's what saves us. When I say, you want to give your heart to God. Well, I want to give my... You know, some people, and we had somebody said it, sometimes we give him our heart, but not our life. But that's why David's son said, guard thy heart with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. Because if we'll get our heart really right, then our life will become right. So for the sake of this message, I think that I can take a little bit of liberty here and say, create in me a detoxed heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Because through experience, through some research, I found out that there are incredible benefits to detoxing the body. And I want to make some life applications. One of the things I love about God is you can look at your own body and find some incredible truths about God. Because God made you in the image of Him. And many things that God does through the Spirit, He also, you can have life applications in your body. So I want to make, in the same way that you need to detoxify your body, you need to detoxify your soul as well. I can tell you that I've had many people come to me through this fast and say, Pastor, I want some sugar bad. And I was like, I'm sorry, I'm married, I can't kiss you. But, you know, you got to do something else. I can't give you any sugar. Some of y'all get that about lunchtime. Your carbohydrates are low right now. Maybe, I don't know, your protein. But they said, I need some sugar, I need some meat, I want a soda, but I feel better than I felt in a long time. Why? Because you're detoxing. You're getting the toxins out of your body. But you also need to detoxify your soul as well. So let me give you a few things. Number one is this, which is really number two, but number one is this. Detoxing boosts energy. People who detox say they feel more energetic. I'm looking at some health folks right now. That's right, we got one in this section. I know, Crystal, it's beside you, not you. but they say that detoxing, and it is, gives you an energy boost. And this makes sense because when you detox, you're not getting the stuff, or you're not just getting the bad stuff out, but you're stopping the inflow of the things that causes you to need to detox in the first place. All right, I want to say that again. You're not just stopping the bad stuff or getting the bad stuff out. You're stopping the inflow of the things that cause you to need to detox in the first place. So that's why you get a little boost of energy. Here's what I know. Continually, excuse me, carrying toxic feelings. If you continually walk around with toxic feelings, practicing toxic behavior, thinking toxic thoughts, and speaking toxic words, you will drain you and you will drain your energy. You ever get around people like that all they talk about is negative, and all it is just junk, and all it is gossip, and all it is bad, and everybody's bad, and nobody's good, and blah, 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 blah. Get around depressed people, and you leave there slower and lower than a gopher's transmission. It's feeling low. Living a toxic life is draining. It's hard work. Why do we have so many people with anxiety? Why do we have so many people? Because if you want to get depressed, just listen to the news. There's a conspiracy about everything. Unforgiveness, negativity, and fearful thinking is demanding. It's hard work. This is why you sleep but you don't rest. This is why you relax but you're not renewed. It's time to detox your soul. You know, I'm gonna hit some folks right here. That's all right though. I'm gonna hit some conservatives. Well, I'm glad ain't none of us here. Most conservatives are Christians. But what we do is because CNN lies all the time, and then you can't find any, so you go to Fox, and you think Fox telling the complete truth? I mean, they lie too. Why? Because they got a niche called you. And so they slant this way, the others slant that way, and somewhere in the middle is the truth. And if you're not careful, you'll detox from CNN and then overdose on Fox. And the next thing you know, you quit going to church. You start hoarding up canned goods. Building a compound. And you digging yourself a hole. When you detox your life, you can lift the lid on your energy. You can lift the lid on your strength, but you got to understand it comes from God. Now let me tell you, Philippians 2:13, and I'm reading from the Millennial Bible, or Third Millennial Bible. That energy of God's energy, an energy deep within you, God Himself willing and working at what will give Him the most pleasure. Do everything readily and cheerfully. No bickering. No second guessing allowed. Detox and boost your energy. Number two, detox and rid the body of excess waste. Of excess waste. One of the biggest pluses in detoxing is your body rids itself of waste. Now, Pastor, keep it PG. Well, I am. But we rid ourselves of waste. All right? Now, we all know what waste is, or at least we should know what it is. It means there is not any value in the stuff being in you. Oh, you didn't hear me. There is no value in the stuff being in you. You know, I read the other day an article that you can live about 8 weeks, possibly, maybe a little bit more, with toxicity or with waste in you without emptying waste. All right, Pastor, research, hey, whatever. But my deal is this, is if you don't get rid of the waste, then it begins to infect everything else in you. You begin to infect the good things that are coming in, and their ingredients and the nutrients that are coming in become infected also, because you still got so much stuff in you that don't need to be in you, because there is no value in that. When you rid your body of waste, this is your body's way of saying, this has got to go. And I want you to begin to let the Holy Ghost reach inside of you and go, this is not good for me. This part is not good. That part's not good. And it has got to go, because it's holding me back from enjoying what God has said I could have. See, there are toxins in your life, and the Spirit needs to go, because the Spirit needs to get them to go, because they have no value in what God wants to do in you or through you. There are thoughts that need to go. Oh, don't look at me like a cow looking at a new gate. There are thoughts that need to go. There are behaviors that need to go. There are past issues that need to go. There are some forgivenesses that need to give. And just plain mess that has to go. In times of detox, your liver, kidneys, and even your colon kick in to get the stinky stuff out. You need to let the Holy Ghost get the stinky stuff out of you. You need to let the blood of Jesus and the Word of God put some good things in you and force the bad stuff out. My God, somebody hear me. You will never achieve your potential in life unless you're willing to deal with some stinky stuff. You know, what's that commercial? With the Charmin, and the bear says, you got to go. Might as well make it, what, enjoy it? I'm like, they enjoying that a little too much. But we don't want to talk about that, because that's taboo. Let's don't talk about that in public. But listen, everybody has to go. And there are things in your spirit that probably needs to go. There are some things in your life that you need to let go, because there is no nutritional value. The stuff that, you know, we would rather avoid this stuff, but can I tell you can't avoid it. You got to deal with it. And unless you learn how to deal with some of the stuff, it's going to wreck your rest of your life. You see, toxins need to exit the body, because if they don't, they will reintroduce to the body, bringing about poison in the system. Whatever you don't release that is toxic in your life is constantly reintroduced and poisons your peace and poisons your joy and poisons your purpose. So let's do like the Disney character, let it go. Let it go. There's too much at stake to hold on to all this junk. How many people rob themselves because of the good, because they keep holding on to the stinky? To the junk that doesn't matter. And what's crazy is you take that same poison and you want everybody else to look at it. Nobody want to look at that. Look at what they did to me. Ah! Put it on Facebook. Look what so-and-so did to me. Ah! Some folks need to put up on your Facebook and on your life, this is a no-dumping zone. You ain't gonna dump all your junk on me. Ah, hear me, somebody. Listen to me. I know what I'm talking about. There's a couple, and I've told this story many times, but it fits so well. They came to my house on a Thursday night. Usually Thursday night, especially when my kids were at home, was my family night. And they were fighting and fussing. And, you know, everybody, and let me tell you something. When you're a pastor, everybody needs you when you're trying to take some time off. So they came up to my house. That don't normally happen, but they came to my house, and I knew they were fussing and fighting, and I stopped them as they got out of the car. They started walking up to my property. I go, nope. Y'all stay out there on the driveway. Y'all ain't coming up in my yard or in my house. Y'all not going to bring your Jerry Springer episode up in my house. Amen. Listen to me now. Why? Because my house is where my kids are. My house is where my wife is. My house is where my peace is. My house, I'm not going to let you come. I'm not going to let you come into my living room and use the bathroom in my living room. All right? We've got a place for that. It's called the toilet. It's called the bathroom. You go there and do your business. But you ain't going to bring that mess up in my house. So we've got to come to a conclusion that I'm not going to let everybody who just wants to come and go to the bathroom in my life. No, you ain't going to do it. I love you, but I love you too much to let you poison my life. Now, we can go somewhere else and deal with this. Make room for the good. Number three, detoxing helps you lose weight. That means lost any weight on this thing. I'm going to gain it all back at about 3 o'clock. You know why? Because when you detox, you change your diet. I'm telling you. Man, I know the stuff I was eating and some of the stuff I was drinking is bad. Well, Pastor, you going back to it? Not all of it. But some of it, yeah, I'm going back to it. I'm going back to broccoli. Woo, hallelujah. But I will eat some of it today, I promise you. I will. I already got my Outback order ready. That's right. I got it ready. I just wish it would be ready when I get done from here. Anyway, you change your diet and you begin to lose weight because you, again, stop the things, the toxic things that are coming in. And you give your body a time to process what's already there. You know, I've heard other people say, and you've heard it many times, garbage in, garbage out. But here's even a truer statement, garbage in stays in. I'm telling you right now, takes me 21 days to lose 8 pounds. I can gain it back in one. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yep. I could gain 3 back just by drinking some sweet tea. But there is the dilemma that garbage in stays in through creating fat, heart, and blood pressure issues and more. See, the book of Hebrews is powerful, and it tells us this in 12:1. Lay aside every weight and sin that does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. But make sure as you lay aside every weight that you don't start picking up new weight. You know, there was a comedian one time, and it was a comedian, a comedic act, and he was talking about how he got free of tobacco. He said, yeah, I used to smoke 3 packs a day. He said, but I got on cigars to get off the cigarettes. He said, then to get off the cigarettes, I got on the patch. But then to get off the patch, I got on crack. And then to get off crack, I got on heroin. And to get off heroin, I'm on cocaine, but I'm tobacco free. Hallelujah. Now that's funny, but it's not funny. But that's what we do. We trade one weight for another weight. My God, help me, somebody. We trade one relationship for another relationship. And we go from one bad person to another bad. We just keep perpetuating it. And somewhere along the line, you've got to say, no, I'm through with that. I'm not going to keep on this same crazy train. I'm getting off the train. Stop carrying old toxic waste and picking up new weight. Stop looking for reasons to be uptight. Stop looking for reasons to be aggravated and frustrated. Quit looking for reasons to be uptight and offended. Let go of the old toxic junk and don't go get any new stuff. How many know folks that man, they don't have a personality unless they're offended about something? They just walk around looking to be offended. I get so sick of them people. And if you're one of them, quit. He's always looking for something to be offended. Number five, detoxing gives you a stronger immune system.
Yes, hallelujah.
When you detox, your body can function as it should. Now listen, if all you're getting out of this is your body, then you're not listening close enough. Because your body is able to absorb nutrients better when your system, when your immune system, and when the toxins are out of your system. Come on, nurse, give me an amen. When your body is detoxed, your spiritual immune system is stronger. When your soul is detoxed, your spiritual immune system is stronger. You don't get offended as easy. Well, she looked at me cross-eyed. Well, so what? She might have been cross-eyed. According to Pastor Josh. I think her name was Susie. You understand what I'm saying? You get when your spirit's immune, it's harder for people to offend you. I mean, I want to be one of those people that I'm just so, that it's just hard to offend me. And it is kind of hard to offend me. I've had people come up to me all the time and go, Pastor, I'm so sorry. I think I might have offended you. I'm like, when? Oh, remember something? I ain't thought about that about. No, I wasn't offended at all. Man, that's all it takes to offend you. I'm sorry. Amen. That's why I tell people who come to our church, if you're easily offended, we're not the right church for you. Because I promise you I will offend you at some point in time. I won't mean to, not to be mean. I just will. I know me. But your body's able to absorb nutrients better. Stuff that used to affect you. Stuff that used to upset you. Stuff that used to make you sick inside just now passes through. Bless God. You know, listen, because some people call it you're looking through a lens of hurt. And so everything that's done, it hurts. Same way with your marriage. If you got a good marriage, it doesn't take a whole lot. It takes a whole lot to get you offended at your spouse. But when you're toxic, everything makes you sick. You know, listen to me. All right, Holy Spirit, check me. I know some of y'all are like, I wonder what he said. Ask the Holy Ghost. And please don't do this. I had people come up to me like this and do this every once in a while. They're coming, Pastor, what was you going to say? I usually learn better like that. Just tell me what you were going to say. Y'all think I'm exaggerating. I have people do that to me all the time. I'm like, okay, what I was going to say is you stupid. I was going to call your name, but I didn't. All right. When you detoxify your life, you have the strength to fight off toxic seasons because you are healthy from the inside out. See, you cannot stop flu season from coming. But if you're already healthy, it's a little harder for it to grab a hold of you, right, in the physical. Because you're healthy, your immune system will go, no, you ain't coming up in here. Get out of here. Get out of here. And when your spirit is healthy and the devil tries to bring a toxic season into your life, you can go, I'm going to walk through this season, but I'm going to get to the other side. And all this junk that I'm walking through is not going to get up in me because I am a healthy son and daughter of the Most High God. And I will not allow all this toxicity to come into my life. Get full of the right things, and you can rise above wrong things. My God, that's good. I believe I might tweet that. Get full of the right things, and you can rise above the wrong things. The problem is we're too full of the wrong things, and we can't even get to the right things because we're toxic. David understood this when he wrote, Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. My God, get full of the right things. You know, you ever seen Christians that are just so full of love? You ever see Christians that are just so full of God that it almost makes you sick? Yeah, I see some folks like that. I just want to go, they cannot love you that much, God. Come on. They just can't do it. Get full of the right things and you can rise above the wrong things. Pray and go to the Bible. Everything you need for victory is in the Bible.
Yes. Amen.
All right. Mm-hmm. Last thing. Point number 6. Detoxing creates better thinking. Detoxing creates better thinking. Sometimes we can't get any clarity. It's because we're full of too much junk. Whether it be physical, but in spiritual, yes, absolutely. All right? I'm going to talk a little bit more about this because in further down in the series. But I just want to touch on it right now. Because when you physically detox, It's a good way to put a wedge between your old ways and your new ways. Right? I mean, people go, well, Pastor, this 21-day thing, that was hard. It's supposed to be. It ain't supposed to be easy. Listen, God doesn't want the stuff you don't want.
Well, this was easy. It's so simple. Yes. Hallelujah. I just prayed in tongues the whole time.
Well, God bless you. Way to go. Super person. Super duper whopper whooper Christian. Yeah, thank you. But no, it's supposed to be tough. It's supposed to be tough. I mean, Lord Jesus, I'm telling you, I have stuff that I normally love. I don't even want no more of that stuff anymore. I'm like, I'm a very picky eater. So you think it's tough on you? Those of you who like salad, I don't like salad. I literally would throw up if I tried to eat a salad. You think I'm kidding? I would. There's nothing on your salad I like except for the bad stuff. Cheese, croutons, chicken, if it's on there. You know, I like chicken. Ham, yeah, I'll take that. Because I am a meatitarian. So if you don't think it's tough, it's tough. All right? But it detoxing creates better thinking. With you detoxing, you're replacing one habit with another habit. Right? So it's good for you in that sense. But now listen to me. Toxins in the body creates an atmosphere in life where you have trouble thinking clearly. You know, all of us go through it. You got so much on your mind, you can't even think clearly. It affects you mentally because you don't think clearly. Can I say this to you? And it may be hard, but it's certainly true. Whatever you think, do I have this? I hope I do. Whatever you think, you are or you're in the process of becoming. Whatever you think you are, or you're in the process of becoming. I got a couple of more you are's in there, because I want you to get it. Whatever you think you are, or you're in the process of becoming. Did you catch that? Whatever you think you are. I need a comma there. Or you're in the process of becoming. Because of what you think. Now think about that for a moment. If you think yourself as no good, congratulations. You've accomplished it. Now, but if you think that you're all that in a bag of chips, congratulations, you're still not there. Yeah. I mean, you've got to have a balance on it, right? That's why you need the Word of God. Because if all you do is listen to your critics, you'll never do anything. If all you do is listen to everybody who loves you, then you're going to be thinking you're all that in a bag of chips, but you're not. Right? So yes, why you need the Word of God to cut asunder all the fluff. See, if you're going to treat your accolades great, then you've got to treat your derogatory remarks the same. You got to treat your press the same, whether it's good or bad. No, I'm not going to listen to all that because I know I'm not. Listen, I get blamed for stuff I did not do. But I get credit for stuff I did not do. So I got to recognize that. Are you listening to me? And people call me stuff that I am not good, and people call me stuff that I am not bad. So I've got to differentiate between the two. See, this is why you must detoxify your life of wrong thinking. Because your thoughts eventually become your words. Your words lead to actions. Actions create the quality of your life. Yeah. And some of us don't have a quality of life. It's because we're not thinking right. We're not talking right. We're not filling ourselves with the bad things. Listen, I promise you, as much as I love ice cream, if I eat ice cream every day of my life, and that's all I eat, I promise you, I'm going to have some stomach trouble. I'm going to have some bowel problems. I'm going to have some health problems. I'm going to have problems all along the line. Because even though it's good, it's not good for me for that all the time. Right? I love steak. Steak and pizza is my favorite food. Together? Sure. I mean, come on, somebody. Stuffed crust, barbecue, beef, pizza from Pizza Hut. My Jesus. I feel the glory of God right now. What more could you want? Matter of fact, come here and finish this message. I'm going to go to Pizza Hut. I love that stuff, man. But if I eat that every day of my life, it's not going to be a good thing. Right? All right. If you start toxic, you'll end toxic. I got to quit. It's 9:52. I got to quit. I got to give you the rest of it. But listen to me. If you're, this is to every single person. If you're dating and there are issues, don't think a wedding certificate is going to make it better. Come on, girl. On that one, I ought to go shoot. Because here's what Proverbs 23:7 says. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So don't miss that. As a man thinks, so is he. If you think toxic thoughts like I'm a loser, I'm defeated, I can't figure out, my life will always be a mess, I can't achieve, then that's what your life will be. Whenever you are in the, wherever you are in your life right now, you have thought yourself there. Now, listen, I'm not talking about, you home. Nah, I'm not talking about that. But wherever you are in life, you've thought yourself there. You thought you couldn't do any better. You thought you wouldn't be any better. You thought you'd never be happy, so therefore you are not happy. And if you can think your way into a toxic place, then you ought to pray, meditate on the Word of God, fill your life with victorious thoughts, and get yourself out of a toxic situation. Listen, you can live in deplorable conditions and still have victory. Why? Because I've seen it done time and time again. Oh, you think you've got it bad? Well, why don't you go with me to Kingston, Jamaica, and let's go by Shantytown and watch them play on the dump heats, and they don't know they're poor. They don't know that they're deplorable. They don't know. They're just enjoying life out there playing in the dump. Why? Because they don't know any better. See, listen, it's not, God help me, it's not what you have or what's around you that makes you have joy. It's what is in you. That's what makes you have joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. See, don't defeat yourself in your own head. Because that's where the greatest fight is. Most of our fight is not with others. Most of our fight is with ourselves. And what others say, either build upon or deplete for that which God wants us to have. We must win the battle in our heads, church. Before we win it anywhere else, we've got to win it in our head. And the only way you can win it in your head is to start putting the right things in it.
Well, Pastor, I don't understand the Bible.
Well, first of all, you got to read it. And there are all kinds of, this is the one that gets me. There are all types of Bible translations out there.
Well, I'm afraid of getting the wrong one, so I just won't read any of them.
Trust me, just read one of them. I don't care. There's so many versions, but they're basically the same. If you'll just get some of the Word inside of you, I promise you it will change your life because it'll cause you to start thinking different about yourself. Can you say amen? Put the right stuff in so you can think with clarity. If you constantly eat sugary processed food, food that is bad for your body, then thinking becomes unclear and you become drowsy and tired. What you eat affects how you think. What you eat Fox every day for hours and hours. If you feed on CNN every day, why don't you feed on the Word of God? Why don't you feed on some praise and worship? Why don't you feed on some preaching? Why don't you feed on that so that God can get you out of that stinking thinking? Put the right stuff in so you can think with clarity. Stop listening to negative talkers, negative thoughts, negative conversations. Sometimes you just got to get real and detox from some relationships. Now listen to me, married folk. I'm not telling you to leave your married person. That ain't what I said. But there are some people you need to detox from. Some of you need to go on an unfriending episode, escapade, and unfriend some folks on your Facebook. Now listen, if you go to my Facebooks, you might be offended because there are some folks on there that ain't saved. I can't believe you would be. No, they need me. They need me. Because I can go to a birthday party and I have cake when I'm fasting. Come on, somebody. So I'm saved. I ain't got to have it. I ain't go there. You can talk. You ain't gonna offend me. But I'm gonna tell you about Jesus. I'm gonna tell you that he'll change your life. Get full of the word and full of faith and walk with clarity. You may have to tell some folks that I love you, but it's time to detox from you. I can't enter into all that drama with you. It's time to detox. I can't hold on to the past with you. It's time to detox. I can't hold on to unforgiveness and issues. It's time to detox. So detoxing. Give my next one, Mike. Hit it one more time. Detoxing boosts energy. Hit the space bar. Hit it again. Detoxing rids the body of excess waste. Number three, detoxing helps with weight loss. Number four, detoxing gives you a stronger immune system. And number five, detoxing creates better thinking. Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, just touch your neighbor. Tell him I'm about to detox. Look at him. Tell him it's time to detox.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.